Good morning, this is Bella and Seb with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's cold snap is expected to continue through the weekend, with the Darling Downs, Maranoa and Warrego and Western Brisbane areas expected to wake up to frost. Bureau of Meteorology spokesman Daniel Hayes said that the southern parts of the state can expect to remain in the single-digit temperatures throughout the day. The town of Oakley in the Downs recorded the lowest morning temperature at -3.7, with Kingaroy and Appleton recording between 3 and 3.5 degrees.
The Brisbane City Council has announced that from next month, for over 2 months, the inner city busway tunnels will be periodically closed. From June 20 until August 25, the busway will be closed over 10 weekends with detours in place as specialists install and test new and existing IT systems, ventilation, lighting, and public announcements under 70 scenarios. The upgrades to the Adelaide Street tunnels are in preparation for the Metro bus fleet, with complex and critical testing needed prior to opening.
And in national news, a newborn lamb is currently being nursed back to health after being locked in a skate park for 2 days in Mount Gambier, South Australia. The newborn and two larger lambs were straying near traffic on the Jubilee Highway East on Sunday, then locked inside the Dimjala skate park by a park ranger in the evening. Wildlife rescuer Julia Dangerfield discovered the starving lambs around 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning and wrote an open letter to the City of Mount Gambier Council on Facebook and called the council to alert them, to let them know that the young lamb, which has still had its umbilical cord attached, was hypothermic, non-responsive and unable to move. Luckily, a ranger unlocked the park to allow Miss Dangerfield to come and care for the lambs, and they are now at the Orphan Lamb Rescue Farm in much better condition. All the lambs were used to being bottle-fed and had been raised by humans. However, none of the rescues had ear tags, so it seems that their home is unknown.
Monash IVF CEO Michael Knapp has resigned after a second case of a mistaken embryo transfer was revealed this week. Mr. Knapp has led the organization since 2013, being appointed to CEO in 2019. In this week's case, the patient's own embryo was used instead of their partner's. Only 2 months ago, the company discovered they had implanted a Brisbane patient with another patient's embryo. This resulted in the patient giving birth to a baby with no genetic link to her in 2023. Australian health ministers will meet in Melbourne today as IVF activists call for regulation and for the establishment of a national central donor register. There are currently no federal regulations overseeing the IVF sector in Australia.
And in international news, United States Senator Alex Padilla was forcefully removed in handcuffs after raising concerns surrounding immigration raids in a Homeland Security press conference. Secret Service agents on Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's details were videoed accosting the senator for California on Thursday night alongside FBI officers as he attempted to interrupt the secretary at a press conference. Homeland Security officials have responded by stating that the officers acted appropriately and that they thought he was the attacker.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expected to not get over 20 degrees with light winds expected. It's currently 9 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 18. The river is expected to reach lower high tide at 11 a.m. today. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the lower end of the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.